Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now do listen very carefully to the shout out. Spamalot, funnier than the Black Death, lovingly ripped off on the hugely successful 1975 film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. This spammier than ever production is a riotous comedy full of misfit knights, killer rabbits, dancing nuns and ferocious Frenchmen, including Today FM's one and only Fergal Darcy, who plays Patsy in the upcoming musical. It starts on the 23rd of January until the 27th. That's aboard Gosh here in Dublin. And we are heading there on Tuesday, as are all of Today FM crew, to support Fergal. So make sure you do too. So if you want to join us for that Tuesday, we'll all be down there having a laugh. I've seen it twice. This will be my third time. It is so funny. Now, they say there's a book in each of us. I certainly would love to write one. And the best advice I've read about writing a book is, write, dear boy, write. Or something like that. We've had best-selling author Colleen Coleman on the SBS before, but at that stage, she wasn't Australia's best-selling author over the past Christmas season. She is now, though, and she's back with us all the way from sunny, idyllic Cyprus, where all the best writers write, of course. Morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Connell. Thank you so much. So nice to be talking to you again.
16 degrees, I'm told.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, there's a bed for you here anytime.
Well, tell us about why Cyprus. I put up a kind of a cheeky thing suggesting that it might be for tax reasons. Is that why you're sitting in Cyprus writing?
No, my husband works here, so the whole family are here. But it is a lovely country, and it does. It suits the author in me very, very well.
Describe how you work. Do you look out onto the beautiful blue ocean?
Well, you know, I'd love to think that, but it's more like I am in the office upstairs with lots and lots of coffee and maybe 10 or 12 hours of editing ahead of me. But when I do emerge from the house, there is a beautiful blue ocean and lovely sunny skies. It's a wonderful country, beautiful country.
Envy. So I've been to Cyprus, it is beautiful, and there's everything nice about it. Australia's number one best-selling author. That is some accolade. Well done, first of all. How did you do it?
Well, I think that I am incredibly lucky that I went down the digital publishing route, because the publishing house that I'm with, Bookature, I really think that they're the hottest ticket out there. And I was just very, very lucky to be picked up by them and signed at the time that I was. Because the digital publishing industry is just growing so fast. And the fact that I can write a book in my office or in my bedroom, and then 6 months later it's number one in Australia, is just phenomenal to me. And I think to every other author or aspiring author out there. So I'm really, really lucky. It's a smart way. The whole process is so smart. They're small, so they give you a lot of attention. They build the author brand. They really nurture the relationship between the editor and the marketing team and the author. So by the time your book goes out, it has been seen by everyone who is anyone, and they really know what they're doing. So you're confident that the product is really, really strong, and it's really going to capture the reader's interest. And I think that's what happened. So I'm really pleased, still stunned, but really, really pleased.
Now, you know, it's very bad manners to talk to people about money and stuff like that, but we are very bad mannered on the SBS. And I've got to find out, do you make a huge living out of writing?
Well, I'm on my second book at the moment. And I've then, on the back of these two books, I've been signed for another two books. But what I've come to realize over this process is it's not just the two books, because then you move in translation, so then there's audiobooks. So the second book, I'm Still Standing, that's just been picked up, and that's going to be in the German bookshops, hard copy, paperback. It's going to be translated into German. So that then becomes a brand new product. Don't Stop Me Now, it's been translated into Bulgarian, and it's also an audiobook. So things that I'm learning about, it's not just the two books. There's kind of like six products out now. So what I'm hoping is that maybe next year I'll be in a position where I could live off it and support my family. If it was just me, I could live off it.
Okay.
But my husband has such expensive taste.
This, I'll blame the husband. Yeah, you're giving me that classic Irish answer of kind of going around in a circle, but I think suggesting that at the moment it's okay for you, but maybe next year that'll be super. Tell me, for those of those listeners listening who would love to write a book, top tip.
Top tip, I would say don't compare yourself to everything that's out there already, because that's already a polished product. So don't look at that and say, oh, I could never do that. That's amazing. It's so funny. It's so clever. That's already gone through the editorial process. So what I would say to them is sit down and just write maybe one chapter or 10 pages. And when you're sitting down doing that, don't check your phone or decide you're going to make yourself a cup of tea or anything like that, because it's very difficult to get disheartened. But if you just kind of power through the fear and the frustration and the self-doubt, and you get to page 10, you will find something in there that excites you, or that you've dug up, this idea that you've buried, and you're going to bring it forward. And after those 10 pages, just leave it, come back the next day, type up the good bits of those 10 pages, and you might find yourself maybe 5 pages of quality stuff. The word count will build. And if you get yourself to 30,000 words, I think you are on your way, and this is something that you should do.
How long should 30,000 words take?
Well, I don't think it matters. For me, I've had to learn how to work really, really fast. And like most people, like, I will kind of take the easy route or procrastinate if I'm allowed to, that type of thing. But I've got to write a book now within 3 months, pretty much. So it's like head down, bum up for 3 months. So that's actually worked in my favor, because I don't have the time to second guess myself. I just kind of have to be bold, write it all down, send it away, and take whatever criticism or whatever editorial advice I get. So for me, that's worked, because if I was given 2 years to write a book, I would take 2 years to write a book.
So I'm reckoning this time next year that you will be not just Australia's number one best-selling author, but you must have bigger ambitions. How about the New York Times number one?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Oh, it would be lovely, yeah. I'd say it might be healthy, the bank balance as well. You better give a shout out again to your very supportive publishers. What is that name again?
They're called Bookature. And
spelt how?
So they're on bookature.com. And it's not just me. We've had so many successful stories. Patricia Gibney, Laura Elliott, Sean Monaghan. We have so many, Caroline Mitchell, so many fantastic Irish authors with Bookature. And they have really, really given us a fantastic opportunity. And I'm really, really grateful.
And there, the publisher's name is spelt how?
BookOuture.
We will put that up onto our website, and hopefully many SBS listeners who fancy themselves and their books will tap in. When are you back over to Ireland?
Back over to Ireland in April, and I can't wait. My dad has just been here with us. I love going to Ireland. And actually, the second book, I'm Still Standing, that's based in Ireland with a full crew of Irish characters. And it's got its own literary pub crawl around Dublin.
Well, I hope that you saw we were tweeting about Elton John and I'm Still Standing, and you. So maybe Elton John will endorse it as well. Colleen Coleman in Cyprus, thank you so much for joining us again on the Sunday Business Show.
Oh.
And maybe you will come into studio the next time.
Oh, Conal, that's fantastic. And thank you for all your support. I really, really appreciate it. Absolutely marvellous.
You are most welcome. Thanks again, Colleen.
Thanks a million. Bye. Have a lovely day.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.